mine, I insist upon knowing where you may be going with these sons of the brine. For my excellent crew, though foes they good company, are scarcely fit company, my daughter, for you.
So what can they do, though foes they good company, we're scarcely fit company for a lady like you.
Proud officer and haughty lip and curl, vain man suppress that supercilious sneer, for I have dared to love your matchless girl, a fact well known to all my messmates here.
Oh, horror!
I, humble, poor, and lowly born, the meanest in the port division, a bottom epaulet and scorn, the mark of quarter deck derision, have dared to raise my wormy eyes above the dust to which you'd mold me in manhood glorious pride to rise. I'm an Englishman. Behold me.
He's an Englishman.
He is an Englishman. For he himself has said it, and it's greatly to his credit that he is an Englishman.
That he is an Englishman.
For he might have been a Russian, a French or Turk or Prussian, or perhaps Italian. But in spite of all temptations to belong to other nations, he remains an Englishman. He remains a Englishman.
For in spite of all temptations to belong to other nations, he remains an Englishman. He remains a
uttering a reprobation to any British tar, I try to speak with moderation, but you have gone too far. I'm very sorry to disparage a humble foremost lad, but to seek your captain's child in marriage, why, damn it, it's too bad. Yes, damn it, it's too bad.
Yes, damn it, it's too bad.
Did you hear him? Did you hear him? Oh, the monster overbearing. Don't go near him. Don't go near him. He is swearing. He is swearing.
My pain and my distress, I find it is not easy to express. My amazement, my surprise, you may learn from the expression of my eyes.
My lord, one word, the facts are not before you. The word was injudicious, I allow. But hear my explanation, I implore you, and you will be indignant too, I vow.
I will hear of no defense, attempt none if you're sensible. That word of evil sense is wholly indefensible. Go, ribald, get you hence to your cabin with celerity. This is the consequence of ill-advised asperity.
This is the consequence of ill-advised asperity.
For I'll teach you all along to refrain from language strong, for I haven't any sympathy with ill-bred taunts.
No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunts.
No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunts. No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunts. His sisters and his cousins will be raving about us, and his aunts.